Hi, this is Dr. Said, dictating a strain physical patient. First name is Gail, last name is Lewis. CSN number is 501037344004. Period history. This is a 66-year-old female with a history of diabetes mellitus type 2, present in the emergency room with hyperkalemia. Period. Next line, history of present illness. Colon patient stated that she got a call from her primary care physician stating that her serum potassium was very high and had to go to the emergency room immediately. So patient came in the emergency room and a repeat of potassium was still high. She was given medication in the emergency room and was then admitted to the medical floor for further evaluation. The patient also stated that she had a black stool, but she is also taking iron tablets. And her hemoglobin was 7.7. She did not know that her hemoglobin was that low. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied severe headache, comma, delusion, comma, fever, comma, cough, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, palpitation, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for diabetes and she's on two medications. Also, patient was on lisinopril. Period. Next line. Patient has anemia. She did not know how low was the hemoglobin. However, she was taking iron supplement once daily. Period. Next line. Recent surgical history. Then period. Next line. Family history not contributory. The next line, medications as per the admitting reconciliation list. The next line, allergies are none. The next line, social history. Patient lives with her sister and she is retired now. Patient did not smoke cigarettes or drank alcohol. No, she has illicit drug use. Otherwise, she is active. The next line, upon physical examination, patient is lying in the bed, not in acute stress. She is overweight female. Her vital signs are blood pressure 110 over 70 pulses. 62 per minute. Respirations are 18 to 20 inches. Febrile. Here, next line. HEENT examination is remarkable. Here, next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any correction. Heart examination has normal first and second heart sounds without any cardiac murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is very obese and non-tender, bowel sounds are active. Clear. Next line. Extremities, there are no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Clear. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. And patient follows all the commands and moves all the extremities. Clear. Next line. Clinical assessment is hyperkalemia. Secondary diagnosis is questionable GI bleeding. Clear. Next line. Hemoglobin is 7.7. Clear. Next line. Morbid obesity, period, next line, diabetes mellitus type 2, period, next line, plan is a cardiac monitor, period, next line, nephrology and GI consultation is obtained, period, next line, had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction, she verbalized for understanding, period, next line, labs are ordered for the morning, period, next line, ascites to the lower extremities, and oral anticoagulants is contraindicated. Due to possible GI bleeding and severe anemia. Here, next line. Discuss with the nurse regarding a treatment plan. Here, next line. Blood sugars will be done AC and HS and sliding scale will be followed. Here, next line. Medication reconciliation is already done. Here, next line. The potassium magnesium replacement protocol will be followed. Here, next line. Crotonix 40 milligram IV daily. Period. Next line, stool for occult blood. Period. End of dictation, electronic signature.